Veeam, radical resilience starts here.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that AI startup CoreWeave nearly tripled its valuation to $19 billion in a new funding round. The New Jersey-based company rents out chips housed in data centers across the U.S. that customers use to create and deploy AI systems. It's part of a new crop of companies offering cloud computing tailored for AI, setting it apart from big tech companies such as Microsoft and Amazon, which offer a wider range of cloud services. A host of Chinese electric vehicle makers posted higher sales and deliveries in April. BYD, the world's largest maker of EVs, said that its total sales jumped 49% from a year earlier to 313,245 vehicles for the month. That was 3.6% higher than March sales. NIO said deliveries of its electric cars more than doubled from a year earlier to 15,620 vehicles. Deliveries of XPeng's EVs, meanwhile, rose 33% from a year earlier. Chinese smartphone specialist Xiaomi reported 7,058 deliveries in its first month of selling EVs. The numbers offer a sign of rebounding demand amid continuing price wars and government efforts to spur consumption in the world's largest EV market. And revenue for DoorDash, the biggest player in the U.S. restaurant delivery market, rose to a record high. Total order value on the DoorDash app rose 21% to $19.24 billion. DoorDash's revenue, the company's cut from those transactions, rose 23% to $2.51 billion. Both figures beat Wall Street's projections. The company reported a loss of $25 million, its smallest since going public in 2020. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.
Build a stronger future with Veeam, the global leader in data protection and ransomware recovery. Protect and restore any workload, anywhere, anytime, instantly, and get comprehensive recovery and tailored solutions that scale with you. Visit veeam.com to learn more. Veeam, radical resilience starts here.